Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And by telephone today, we have Representative Joe Schumacher waiting to tell us all about what's happening up at the legislature. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I think what we realized this year, we didn't start until about the 20th of February, and these compressed sessions, you'd think we'd just do less, but we just do as much in less time. And so it has been quite busy. I've had, in the last couple of weeks, several committees that go until about the midnight deadline, and we start up again the next morning. And so it's been a pretty aggressive agenda here. Right now, we are wrapping up our third deadline, which is our policy deadline, and that's to make adjustments to what we saw in the February forecast. There was just north of $300 million in the forecast in surplus, and so we're working with this deadline to kind of divide things out. So the House comes with its position, the Senate comes with its position, the governor released his position a couple of weeks ago on that, and so we'll wrap up ours legislatively and go from there with it. It's kind of how we allocate how much Health and Human Services gets versus how much transportation or education gets. That's what the targets, and we're still waiting to see what the Senate does with that exactly. But on the House side, we are proposing that the budget end up being divided out between some of the major categories. We have a little bit going to ag, about $10 million going to Health and Human Services, where we'll be dealing with the child care shortage issues and the opioid crisis. And then a big portion of what we have from that $300 million surplus, about $100 million of that, is going into local road and bridge projects. So we think that's a pretty strong proposal there as we continue to try and get a transportation system funded throughout the state. And so we're happy about that. And then kind of the balance there goes into the tax bill that is still being worked on. We want to make sure that we have the federal conformity piece as tight as we can so that tax preparers next year and taxpayers next year understand, and it's a little bit of an easier process than what we anticipate it would be if we didn't change anything. And so we're looking at all of those issues as we move forward. On the school pieces, we're really focusing on school safety this year, in light of some of the national news pieces that we've had throughout the winter and spring here, and just trying to address some of those issues. And then, of course, it is still a bonding year. Even though we did a bonding bill last year, historically, the even year is the bonding year, and so we'll be getting that proposal put together and out for people to review as well. We're all keeping very busy up here.
Thank you so much, Joe. It really is a pleasure having you on the program.
Yeah, thank you.
Our guest has been District 22A State Representative Joe Schumacher, representing southwestern Minnesota. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.